Important dates in Christian history. 385 AD. In Milan, Bishop Ambrose defies the Empress. This event helped to establish the precedent of the Church confronting the state when necessary to protect Christian teaching and oppose injustice and corruption in government. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Who wins? Jimmy wins. This is Wretched Radio. I shared two stories that I thought were really brazen. The UK Anglican lesbian bishop who said, God never told me, and you know, he's getting nicer. He's becoming more progressive in understanding sexuality. And the ELCA woman, I don't know what her office or role was, but basically she listed, it was supposed to be kind of a comedy piece. Here's all of these verses that we know aren't right anymore because they oppress women. Oy, ay, 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 ay. But Jimmy, I have to confess, you win, dude. You were telling me during the break.
Yeah, so there was a Methodist Church from the town that I'm from in Tennessee. There was a pastor that filled in for a period of time. I guess they were looking for or getting a new pastor. So this guy filled in, and there was video floating around the town where he stood from the pulpit and ripped pages out of the Bible, saying, "Oh, that's not supposed to be in there."
Oh,
I don't think you're supposed to be in here.
We can just go to another religion. Yeah. Please start. Don't even use the word church. Okay, we'll let you have assembly. We'll let you use the word assembly. First assembly of whatever we think is right, at least today. Come back tomorrow. It could be different. And it's a little long. You could probably wordsmith it and bring it down a little bit. But that's basically what you should be doing. Stop mangling Christianity. Stop taking the authoritative book and saying, we know better. Oof-da. Jimmy, I got some good news for you.
Oh.
I think. I'm a little torn on this stuff because it's not ideally ideal. This is another demonstration that even as Christians, we are cooked in our own culture. We really are baked into our epoch, into the time that we live, and we're influenced by it. So here's the headline. Now, you're going to, just like I think you're going to go, oh, that's good. The United States sees steepest decline of mothers of young children in the workforce in 40 years. 400,000 women left the workforce in the first half of 2025. Childcare was the main reason. So they're going home to take care of their children. And Jimmy, I suspect you hear that and you say,
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Still not exactly ideal. Not that this is codified in the Bible, but the way society functioned for 5,000 years or more, honestly, like 5,700 years, give or take, mom and dad were both home. Mom and dad were both taking care of the kids. Mom and dad were both working because that it was the family industry, and you all did it together. That's even better. But here we are. We are in this time period. That's kind of the way the society functions. So good news, just not ideal news, just simply because of the way our culture is built.
Right.
And that you got to go away from home in order to do work. Although this stay-at-home business, kind of interesting, isn't it? That's a chance for moms and dads to be home. The challenge, of course, is if you have to put in a 40-hour week, which I would imagine most do, you can't really have the flexibility to take care of kids and be interacting with the kids, and it's not their industry, too. If you were a family that made pillows, well, there was probably a job for everybody in the family because you had to, and that brings me to another brain synapse. Just thinking about how I think our current society has been contributing to the lack of marriage and childbearing for young people because we don't need another human to survive. We don't need, you can be single and you can work and you can have everything that your heart desires because you just don't need another person. When we used to need another human being in order to eat. Marriage, it just kind of, it had more of a union in my, I think that was more prominent in the relationship, because now the having a spouse, it's sort of like, well, it's just kind of a bauble on everything I have, and I'm quite content, and I really have no needs. So what then do you look for in a spouse if you're looking at all? It's got to be absolutely spectacular 10, man. It's got to be perfect in every single regard. Good luck finding that, because, sorry, the last woman that scored a dude like that was my wife. I kid, of course. The point is, you're just not going to find that. And because they're not going to find it, they don't get married. And they're putting things off, which brings me to my third brain synapse. I think we were at KSU last week, and a fellow came to the microphone and he said he's got a buddy who doesn't understand why he needs Jesus, because his life is, you know, pretty good. And it's like, well, he doesn't understand what he needs. See, if he doesn't need food, clothing, shelter, life is, you got good health. You don't need a cure. You don't need God. If he's just a cosmic genie. But when you understand our greatest need is forgiveness and reconciliation, then everybody needs Jesus. That's why we've got to be preaching the law and the gospel. I am done brain synapsing, even for now. So congratulations to these 400,000 women. To Michigan, we go. There's a total we got two Michigan stories. Which one do you, let's do the agitating one first. Did you see this clip? This is in Dearborn, in Michigan. This is the mayor talking to somebody. This is a citizen of Dearbornistan who said, I'm not really happy that a street is being named after a guy who has ties to nefarious Islamic organizations. Feel the love.
I mean, Hezbollah, bombed the embassy in Beirut, and including many Americans. So I just feel it's quite inappropriate.
You're an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know, as mayor, you are not welcome here.
Hello.
And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city, because you are not somebody who believes in coexistence.
Well, that's ironic. Yep. Get out of here. You don't believe in coexistence. We're dividing from you because you don't believe in unity. Okay, Mayor. Here's the other Michigan story. Wowza. Total porn ban proposed by Michigan lawmakers. It's called the Anti-Corruption of Public Morals Act. Well, it most certainly does that. It would prohibit the distribution of real, animated, digitally generated, written or auditory depictions of sexual acts. Oh, that's a lot, isn't it? I was just reading another story on these romantic relationships people think they have with AI. Oh, yay, 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 yay. The bill also includes a section that takes aim at transgender individuals by prohibiting material that includes a disconnection between biology and gender by an individual of one biological sex, imitating, depicting, or representing himself or herself to be the other biological sex. That will probably not pass, is my guess. They want a $100,000 fine, 20 years. I don't think it's going to pass, but you go, Representative Josh Shriver, R. from Oxford, because porn is the scourge of our society. And it's not helping. In fact, I've got, okay, similar. We'll do this another day. This is from the Christian Post. How the sexual revolution freed men and failed women. She didn't include pornography in her treatment of this subject, but it is so true. The sexual revolution, the number one profiter from it, men. We get to do anything we want. You take all the responsibility. You get the abortion if the birth control fails. Now you've come a long way, baby. It's men who benefited from it. And right now it is men who are swimming in the swamp of pornography. And it's hurting so many women. So to the Michigan legislator. I hope it passes. To the nation of Burkina Faso. Go ahead, Jimmy. Find that on the map. Can you find Burkina Faso?
No, I cannot.
I couldn't either. It's an African country. They want to. They did pass a law banning sodomy. Huh. Well, huh. I wonder, where are all of the liberals and progressives? Even Bill Maher, did you catch this? Bill Maher was saying, what? You've got bad news sources if you don't know what's happening to Christians in Africa. Was it Nigeria? It's like 100,000 Christians have been exterminated by Muslims. And even Bill Maher is like, hello. Clearly, he's not a Christian. He's not even warm. But he sees it and he's wondering, excuse me, where's the outrage? You got all of these people on these campuses. He said, Gaza doesn't even come close what's happening to these Christians. And he's right. They are being slaughtered like nobody's business by the religion of peace. When Bill Maher gets it, oh, man. Burkina Faso, guess what? Islamic country. It's illegal to be gay. Cue the crickets. This is Wretched Radio.
So we decided to run the gospel through a focus group, and they love the part about love. Then came the notes. Sin? Well, it sounds a little bit harsh, so they suggested we call it personal brokenness. Hell? Well, that's a big negative. Maybe spiritual separation? Saying Jesus is the only way? Well, that's just intolerant. You have to make him one of many meaningful paths. And the call to repent and believe, that just raises a little bit of friction. How about like and subscribe? We thank them for their time and kept the message. If you're done rounding off the edges, Witness Wednesday here at Wretched Radio will help you share the real gospel, a holy God, real sin, a just wrath, a crucified and risen Savior, and a clear call to repent and believe. And we'll do it kindly, clearly, and without the sales pitch. It's Witness Wednesday on Wretched Radio. You can listen to your heart's content at fortisplus.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus. All of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that. Plus, the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Every night at 8 o'clock, the battle begins. Who gets the remote? What are we watching? How many cooking shows is too many cooking shows? Well, I've got news that'll bring peace to your living room. Fortis Plus just landed on your TV. Yeah, your actual television. Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, even that smart TV you bought last year, and you still can't program. So instead of arguing over another reality show, you're watching Road Trip to Truth together on the couch. Your teenager might actually look up from their phone, and your spouse might find something you both enjoy. Miracles do happen. Every video, every biblical resource you trust right there on the big screen for free. Why free? Well, because Gospel Partners believe truth should flow into every home. No subscription, no credit card, no guilt. Download Fortis Plus on your TV right now. Finally, something the whole family can agree on.
Names of God. One name the Bible gives to God is the Greek word despotes, which means absolute ruler. Despotes is related to the English word despot. As absolute ruler, God has ownership rights over all mankind. Yet our Master and Lord Jesus Christ became a man, suffered and died on the cross for his people. The absolute ruler is also our example of ultimate humility. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
AI relationships is a worldview issue. This is Wretched Radio. If you didn't know, there are platforms where you can go and identify what you'd like your ideal boy or girlfriend to be like while in law they start communicating to you. And guess what? They say everything you want to hear. They tickle your ears. They respond to the input that you give. And these platforms are growing. They respond to your input, giving an immediate positive dopamine-induced response. Oh, they like me. They really, really like me. And people are flocking to them because these are no-friction relationships. That's a worldview issue. That's expressive postmodernism. That is, everything has to make me happy. The Christian worldview says, you're going to be put into a relationship with somebody of the opposite gender, and they're not going to say everything that makes you happy. They're not going to do everything that thrills you. And there's a good thing that comes from it. It's called sanctification. You grow in patience, kindness, forbearance, love. You mature. That's what makes marriage a school of character designed by God to help us. It does a lot of stuff, but it also sanctifies us because you got to sort it. You got to figure it out. You can stay at war for decades, or you can realize, I make mistakes. I need to grow. And if you're thinking even for a nanosecond, which expressive postmodernism does not allow, you would realize, okay, wait a second. I was infatuated with this girl when we got married, and I discovered she's got stuff that I'm not nuts about. Now here's totally, let's just say, naive. But I don't have any. I couldn't possibly do anything that bugs anybody. Isn't that just blind to our own sinfulness that we think everybody else has a problem? I don't. That's expressive postmodernism. That's a worldview issue. Christianity says, oh, no, don't forsake a real human being for an AI replica of a human being who never aggravates you, never says anything that bugs you, never gets in your way, never leaves something out, never leaves a cupboard open. Oh. I did that for you, too. Yeah, okay. I thought, well, I just wanted to reel you back in here because it looked like you were drifting. You grow so much. Talk to somebody who's been married for 30 years. They're not the same human being. They're a better version of themselves. Why? Because marriage is a sanctifier. AI, it don't do nothing for you but tickle your ears. And here's the problem. It's going to be just like pornography. So when it doesn't tickle your ears, what are you going to, you're going to need more tickling. And then you're going to need more tickling. And then finally, the AI is going to have to be just yelling at you. You're the most amazing person on the planet that's ever existed. You're incredible. Please keep engaging with me. Where else? Because you just need more and more and more and more. And I suspect that is exactly what will happen with AI, just like pornography. The man or the woman that dives, trips, falls, however they get to that computer screen, they never imagine that in 2 years they'd be looking at that. But they do. Why? Because you just need more. Because sin is never satisfied. And the same thing will be true with AI. By the way, there was a study that was done by the journal Nature. If you buy these types of tests that they conducted a number of tests, 13 tests on 8,000 participants. And they discovered that when people use AI, it increases unethical behavior. Huh. So it's pretty much the same as the internet. It's what it is. And so the conclusion of this particular article is, our findings clearly show we urgently need to further develop technical safeguards and regulatory frameworks. Well, that's an option. Here's a second option. You could program it so it can't do those things, or I don't know, call me conservative and Neanderthalic, but people could have a different heart and not want to be unethical just because nobody's seeing it. Nah, that's just kind of stupid. Jimmy, you ready to go to Texas?
Let's go.
All righty, here we go. The Texas House passes the nation's most financially punitive bathroom bill. So if you use the wrong bathroom, you're a boy who goes into the girls' room. Senate Bill 8. The vote was 86-43. It was a heated debate, and everybody brought scripture to it. Here's the law. It's called the Texas Women's Privacy Act. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on Sunday's sermon. I was reading through Islam and the rules for women. I was reading about Buddhism and the rules for women, Hinduism, the rules for women. Guess what? They're pretty oppressive. Voting rights? No. Run for politics? No. Sharia law? A woman can't have dinner in public with somebody who's not a male relative, with a male who's not a relative. Can't go out of the house without a male? And then how's about the surah that says, if a woman is headstrong, I think that there were three steps. You first need to talk to her. Hey, you're headstrong. Then you need to deny her the marriage bed. And then third, you can spank them. Okay. I'm not kidding. That's Islam. They would say, well, it's just light. Okay, but there's actually videos. I think you can find them on the YouTube machine of imams teaching how to spank your naughty wife. That's Islam. It doesn't treat women well. Only Christianity does. Why? Because Jesus Christ, he treats women with dignity and with honor, and he sanctifies their womanhood. He elevates their status, not above men, but equally with men. That's what Jesus does. And that is why the early church was so heavily populated with women. Finally, somebody who's treating us with dignity. Now, God had been doing that all along in the Old Testament, and it was human beings that goofed it up because we men, just like was predicted in Genesis 3, prophesied in Genesis 3, we're going to try to rule it over the women in an unloving kind of way. And she's going to try to get that authority to take it away from us. Hence the battle of the sexes. Jesus fixes that, brings us together because he's the God of equality. And the early church saw the way that Jesus treated women. They were eyewitnesses to the resurrection, not a world religion concept that's real bright in the first century. But they knew that this was one who honored them, and they were attracted to him. Okay, who used this quote? A guy said this. That they were metal and Jesus was the magnet, just attracted, drawn to him because he honored them. And by the way, there's a note here for you, sir. Do you want your wife to follow you? Do you want a woman someday to follow you? Then act like Jesus. Act like Jesus. Treat him with dignity. Treat them with honor. It is only Christianity that does that. There is no other world religion. Back to Texas. Some Democrats voiced their belief that Republicans in favor of the bathroom bill were violating the Christian faith. Well, now I'm interested in the story. One representative who represents Dallas County cited, as a Christian, I want to refer to an important passage in Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. And then he got interrupted with, oh, please. He was going to use Galatians 3:28 to say there's no gender distinctions between male and female. No, there's no distinction in worth or value, silly rabbit. Zoink Scoob. Here's another one. A 56-year-old lawmaker tried this. This is from the Austin district. Rebuked his opponents by quoting, you guessed it, Matthew 7, don't judge her. Oh, you'll be judged, which is interesting because he's judging them for judging. In response to their twisting of scripture, Representative Hillary Hickland from Belton, 3 cheers, accused them of taking scriptures out of context. Quote, a representative quoted, Matthew 7 about judging. I would encourage that representative to keep reading because only a few verses later, it's a warning of false prophets, wolves in sheep's clothing. There's a warning for anyone who proclaims to know Jesus might not be entered into the kingdom if he doesn't know him. And so I love to bring the example of Jesus here to the podium. He protected women. He elevated women. He honored women. And that's what this bill does. That's what Christians do. We honor women. We protect women. We also protect the orphans. And if you read through, I don't know what the balance is, but just think of all of the scoundrel men that are talked about in the Old Testament versus the number of times where God is tender and loving toward women, Jesus healing women, teaching women, having his ministry supported by women. It is only Christianity that elevates the value of women to equality with men. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.